Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash. He's the new research associate for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And welcome to the show, Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
So last week, we established that you do come from a rural community in Minnesota, and also that you enjoy taking raw data and synthesizing it down into something useful for legislators from disparate sources. So that's something that you enjoy doing. And I guess I was curious to know, what are you looking forward to researching? What excites you?
Well, you know, when I started at the Center for Small Towns, I got really into what I call the rural narrative. And it was stemmed off some of the work done by the University of Minnesota Extension, particularly by Ben Winchester. And what he was talking about, because it matched my decisions and my life so well. And how that goes is, you know, rural areas losing their 18 to 29-year-olds. And if you look at all the counties, the rural counties, that's absolutely true. 18 to 29-year-olds leave these counties. But what we don't talk about is the incoming 30 to 49-year-olds, the in-migration into these rural counties. And I fit that perfectly. I turned, you know, 20 and decided to move away into the big city. And I turned 30 and decided to move back.
Mm-hmm.
And so it fit really well, and I really resonated with that. And so I started digging into that. And as I looked into more rural data, there's so much about this kind of negative predominant narrative and the way that we talk about rural areas. It really doesn't align well with the data. It's amazing how much our economy has evolved. So for one example, the rural economy is constantly tied to agriculture, particularly in, you know, the border counties that border along North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa. But actually, if you look at the data, agriculture sector hasn't been a predominant employer in rural counties for about 40 years now. It's actually more along, it was manufacturing, now we're looking at the services sector as being the major sector of employment. So those are just a couple of examples of how really we need to move the narrative forward with the data we're seeing to kind of change things so we can actually work on solutions that make sense.
Yeah, and as you say, for some of these folks who maybe have young families, right, and they're in their late 20s, early 30s, you know, there are some actually pretty good-paying jobs in rural Minnesota.
There are, yeah. We're going to be working on that earlier this spring, the job vacancy profiles for each region of the state. And I've already dug into it a little bit, and you're right. There's tons of vacancies. There are some good jobs in rural Minnesota. There just frankly isn't enough people. And it's funny, you hear anecdotes from businesses or some of the organizations about why there's so many vacancies, and they may say, oh, you know, these young people are lazy, they don't want these jobs, but that's not the truth at all. Our unemployment rate is so low, and the percentage of the population participating in the workforce are some of the highest rates in the country. So we just don't have quite enough people in rural Minnesota to take out all these jobs quite yet. But talk about a great opportunity for small towns and rural areas to recruit folks in to say, hey, we have good paying jobs, we got affordable housing, come on and hang out with us. So
it's kind of a marketing thing almost.
That's right.
Interesting. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for your time this morning, and best wishes to you and good luck on your new career move.
Hey, I'm excited about it, and I'm sure we'll be talking again in the future.
Kelly Ash is research associate for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.